I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Eric Adams told a group of reporters today, "I got stuff done, and now I'm out of here. Don't forget the good things I've done in the city. Bye-bye." His honor couldn't help but take a shot at those who reported on his misfortunes, the indictment, the FBI, the car stop, etc. But all in all, he says he did a lot of good things in this town. And he dropped the mic and buried a time capsule and headed out. Juliet Papa was there.
Mayor Adams surrounded himself with his team. He didn't want to leave any room for doubt about his administration's achievements.
First. Don't stay on one first. Talk about the first mayor being indicted, but damn it, don't miss the other first that this mayor has been able to accomplish.
Lower crime, record number of jobs, more housing, putting garbage in containers. Deputy Mayor Jeff Roth contributing his symbol of success.
While this is one small trash can for a time capsule, it is one giant leap for a city.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
The first time somebody's used something akin to the one giant step for mankind. Okay, Mayor. A disturbing find outside of the New York Botanical Gardens in the Bronx this morning. Police say about 7 o'clock they discovered the dead body of a woman on a sidewalk. Near the parking lot on Southern Boulevard at Xavier Way. So far, the victim has not been identified. Investigators do not know the cause of her death or if any foul play is suspected. Now, an update about a fatal stabbing near Times Square last month. Cops have now arrested two suspects in connection with that. 32-year-old Paul Ohore and 29-year-old Elijah Jada, both of the Bronx, facing murder charges now. Investigators say in the early morning hours of November 24th, 23-year-old Davion Silva was stabbed in the back and thigh on West 49th Street near 7th Avenue. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Apparently, he bled out. Police have not said if the suspects knew the victim or if it was a targeted attack. Well, the Oval Office meeting between Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani and President Trump getting positive reviews from New Yorkers. A new Siena College poll shows some voters think the two can put aside their differences, maybe, to get things done for the city. Pollster Steve Greenberg talking to 1010 Wins.
A lot of people saw the coverage of that Oval Office meeting, and it gave them hope that the two leaders, the new leader of New York City and the leader of the country, would be able to work together.
That same poll also gave Governor Hochul a double-digit lead over her potential Republican foes in the next election, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who announced here recently. In a statement, Blakeman noted that the poll was conducted as he announced his candidacy and before he had the opportunity to fully introduce his agenda to voters. Blakeman adding, I will get the Republican nomination, and I will be elected governor. What Stefanik has to say about it. Well, dozens of schools on Long Island getting failing grades now when it comes to lead in the water.
Adrienne Esposito from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment says she's not surprised to hear that 60 school districts have unacceptable levels of lead in the water because many schools are older and lead was used in the pipes.
The good news is one of the things that the schools can do is to shut down those water fountains or close down faucets that are being found to have the lead.
She says the repairs need to be made. Parents are not happy.
Well, it's unacceptable to have lead in the pipes, and I was very concerned when I read we have to do repairs and potentially change stuff.
I do send my child in with a water bottle with water from home. My pipes don't have lead. It's a newer house.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Yeah, the alarming numbers come after New York State lowered the acceptable amount of lead that can be found in school drinking water, where it used to be 15 parts per billion. It's now down to 5. Queens is getting its first Whole Foods supermarket, but not everybody in the rapidly gentrifying neighborhood it's going in is happy about it.
One opponent of a new Whole Foods here on Myrtle Avenue asks, is Ridgewood becoming the new Williamsburg? It is changing, and Boris Unitabov, who owns a pharmacy next to the Beaux-Arts Bank building the market is taking over, welcomes it.
I think it's going to bring a lot of people to the community. The community is constantly changing and gentrifying, and I think it's good.
Longtime resident Ursula Ouellette is excited.
The fresh food, you know, you get something, it's the fresh food, I like it.
Even if it costs a little bit more?
And I don't mind. It's for myself, for my health, I don't mind.
If the market opens as planned, it will be Queens' first Whole Foods. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Ridgewood.
City Council condemning comments by Councilwoman Vicky Palladino after that deadly shooting in Australia on the first day of Hanukkah.
Calls for Vicky Palladino's censure are growing following her post on X after the mass shooting in which she called for the expulsion of Muslims from Western nations. The post was removed. She has been unavailable for comment. It's unclear when such a proceeding would take place. Outgoing Speaker Adrian Adams denounced the comments but said it's the responsibility of the Council's Committee on Standards and Ethics to bring disciplinary action. Incoming Council Speaker Julie Menin also denounced Palladino's comments, but a spokesperson said she was unavailable for comment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor-elect Mamdani, who has previously been targeted by Palladino over his Muslim faith, condemned the remarks as, quote, vile Islamophobia. Now, an update to a story we've been telling about on 1010 Winds. Prosecutors in Manhattan indicting a man accused of stealing more than $100,000 from multiple victims in a fake rental scam. D.A. Alvin Bragg says 35-year-old Jerry Genesis showed would-be renters apartments in Manhattan and Brooklyn that he didn't own and then would pocket the move-in money he collected. None of the victims ever successfully moved in, including one victim who arrived at the apartment only to find an eviction notice taped to the doors. And I ain't even moved in yet. Genesis charged with grand larceny, fraud, and bail jumping.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.